You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Volume.
All right, guys, it's March.
So you know what that means.
It's March Madness time. Look, March Madness is one of the best times in sports in the entire year. So once again, I'm partnered up with the DraftKings Sportsbook. We give all new customers a fantastic offer. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly by using my promo code DCTV. Look, we've all picked a bracket. We've done it since we were young, college, and everything. Now, use your knowledge to go and cash in and use those bonus bets to do so. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use my promo code DCTV. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. We all have teams. My team, Oklahoma State, will not be in March Madness. We did not have a great season, but hopefully yours did. And guys, welcome to North Carolina, who just legalized sports betting and also just beat Duke. So you know the people in North Carolina are getting blessed over and over. So take mine that I am offering you. Bet five or more, get 150 bonus bet by using that promo code DCTV. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/b. Ball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
My man, Chris Weidman, thanks for checking in, my brother. Guys, I am joined by the All-American himself, Chris Weidman, as he prepares to fight Bruno Silva this weekend down in Atlantic City. Weidman, how you feeling, man?
I feel good, man. Just getting my weight down, pounding waters. Enjoy, you know how it is. We just kind of like chill on fight week, man. Because this is a fight night, like the media is like so easy. My schedule is just really chill, so I'm just kind of like relaxing, enjoying Atlantic City for what it is.
It just seems like the media is appropriate for the place, because the only reason you can enjoy Atlantic City is because you're from there. I mean, it is about as bad a place in our country. A place that once was beautiful and loved and vibrant now seems as it really does look like that movie, I Am Legend, with Will Smith, where like the apocalypse.
Bro, it's bad, man. So I started my career here, man. This is where I started before I got into the UFC. Every one of my fights was in Atlantic City. And before Hurricane Sandy happened in 2012, Like Atlantic City was kind of still not great, but it was way nicer than it is now. Now, I mean, you go from the casinos, you know, the casinos aren't great, and then you come off the block at all. It is, it's like third world country out here.
Yeah,
they definitely need help.
I don't know. Well, the UFC and with Chris Weidman are here to kind of help the economy right now. Chris, right now, y'all that help the economy, dog.
I'm here to help the people. That's what I do.
A man of the people. Chris, this weekend you're fighting Bruno Silva. Now, we could talk about the matchup and all the fighting and all that, but there's other things I want to chat with you about. One, the experience of the last fight, right? Building into that fight, you told us after having that bad leg break, all you would do is kick. Now, I watched the E60, bro. That kick was much worse from the other angle than I ever thought anything that I've ever seen in my entire life. It made me want to throw up. But when you got in there, you weren't able to kick as much. Was it mentally, like just mentally, you're not able to let it fly as easily as you thought you would?
Yeah, I honestly didn't think it was going to be a problem. I was saying in interviews before the fight, I'm going to start with a leg kick and all that. All of a sudden I started getting leg kicked by Tavares. And usually if I get leg kicked, if I'm not able to check it right away, I'm at least coming back with something. I could not throw a leg kick back. I was like, my body just wouldn't let me, or my brain wouldn't let me. And I was like, oh shit. And I was kind of getting like a feel of being in there again. It was so long off. Let me just like take this round to like chill. And as that was happening, I was getting my legs kicked off. And before you know it, he fractured my front leg. And yeah, then the rest of the fight was, you know, me trying to fight him with, you know, really no legs, because my other leg was shot too.
Yeah.
So it was uphill battle.
Well, you know, it's all about building, right? So you go from that fight to the next fight, but it's about building, right? So you're reteaching your mind how to operate with all the things that happened in the past. Now you head into this one. Do you feel any different? Did you do anything different in preparation to assure yourself that, hey, when I do this, I am okay? Because, bro, that fight, you took so much leg damage. I could not believe it, but it was just, honestly, just your toughness and durability carried you through that fight. What have you done different to make sure that when you're in there this weekend, you can throw the kick or at least have something in the chamber if you aren't able to mentally do it so that you don't find yourself in the same situation?
Well, now I'm very cognizant that these dudes are going to be trying to come at my legs, you know, and I wasn't sure about that. I wasn't
why,
really
why, why would you not be sure? Chris, if you saw somebody that had an injury like you did and you were fighting them, you would go after the legs. You're living in a fairy tale world because you're here in there with your children in that big, beautiful mansion that you own, and you're thinking everything's freaking strawberries and ice cream, when in reality, you're in a killer sport. What are you doing?
Listen, you're making some good points, but it's like, this is, I don't know if the audience is familiar with the Jordan Burroughs, Bo Nickel feud with going after the leg and stuff. I don't know. I don't think I don't think I'm consciously going after somebody's injury. You know, I think I'm going to fight my fight. If it's something's there, I'm going to take it. But I'm not like, you know, overthinking that thing. Listen, hindsight's 2020. I learned from that.
I don't even care about that. I don't care about that. I care about the mentality. I never thought you were so naive. You and I do really good on TV together, but I never would have. You're a locker room guy. I never would have imagined you were naive.
Bro, I am very self aware. I don't think I'm naive. I just don't think people have it in them to be like, okay, I got to do this. I got to just attack this one thing, and it kind of shuts off the rest of your game, and it's not who you are. And I don't know. I guess people are better at that than I thought. I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're soft.
I don't want to say you're right, but yeah.
Yeah, you say it. It's hard to say that I'm right.
But you want to talk about soft, bro? This guy's been dehydrating himself for shows.
I've been there, Chris. I want to look skinny. So I'm in the sauna every morning just not drinking. Everybody's like, yo, drink water after your sauna. I'm like, hell no, I'm taking this pound. I'm taking these 3 pounds with me, dog.
I actually feel bad I complimented you on looking skinny, because now I'm adding to your sickness. You got like an eating disorder. Bro, you got to start drinking water, man. This ain't healthy for you. I'm worried about
shit,
you.
You say shit like this where I'm constantly worried about you getting canceled, and then you worry if somebody, you don't think somebody's going to kick your bad leg when you have a bad leg. Chris,
well, now I know. Now I know. I learned the hard way.
And you're prepared. Yeah. But listen, I don't call this fight, so I'm picking. You're going to beat Bruno Silva this weekend. right? Because the other day you and I spoke off camera and you spoke about feeling better than you ever have, which leads me to this question. You've publicly stated, I don't know that I'm going to continue fighting after this. Like, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. If you feel better than you ever have, why did it feel like I wanted to do this one in Atlantic City and I might not go forward with this anymore?
Yeah, so after the last fight with Brad Tavares, like the goal always was, you know, I got to come back after that traumatic leg injury. I want to come back and get through that and get to the other side. But after that last fight, I wasn't so sure. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm good. You know, I was training a little bit, but still having pain. And I think I'm good. I don't even know if I need one. And then I got called for the Atlantic City card. They're like, hey, we got a fight offer for you. Because they weren't really offering anything, and I wasn't asking for anything. And I was just living my life. And they offered the Atlantic City card. I go, man, you know what? That would be a pretty cool spot to hang up the gloves, you know, to put the gloves down. That's where I started my career. You know, MMA wasn't legal in New York, so all the fights were always in Atlantic City. And I was undefeated there, had some great times. And I think it would be cool. And then as the fight, I did tell myself, like, I go, you know, it kind of depends on how I feel. If I'm in that training camp and I'm miserable and my body feels like crap, you know, this is going to be my last one. But honestly, man, and not to be a sales guy, but I started taking, you know, I started a supplement company, but it was because I found these Indian herbs and shrubs, man. It's crazy.
Say the name of it. If you're going to do it, go all the way.
TrinityGoldNutrition.com is where you could get it. And it's all natural. It's organic. And it's literally changed my life. I feel so good. My knee, I've had 10 knee surgeries on this one leg before I had 4 of the lower leg surgeries. My leg, I haven't been able to load my leg and push off in like 12 years. I'm loading my leg with no pain right now. It's like a newfound superpower. And I recommend, you know, listen, if you have any pain or inflammation in your body at all, I recommend checking this out. If it doesn't help you, like, I don't want to take your money. Please tell me, and we'll money back guarantee.
Wow.
Like, I'm only trying to help people, you know, and I'm getting a small profit. It's nothing crazy. I'm keeping the margins aren't great. I'm really into that right now. These all natural products and these just, you know, the stuff is unbelievable. So
I will say I've tried it before, yeah. And after I tried it, it was try it and then Kevin James and I pummeling on the golf course. Like, so like we felt so good, both of us broken down dudes, that we were pummeling on the golf course. Guys, our friends are back. The Game Time app is back, and y'all know how much we love the Game Time app at DCTV, because the Game Time app gives you an opportunity to get last minute tickets to anything you want, whether it's basketball, football, mixed martial arts, comedy shows. The Game Time app has you. And how about this? Your boy DC is going to help you get $20 off your first purchase by using my promo code DCTV. You know, the last time I used the Game Time app, the boy Luis wanted to go to a UFC fight. And you know how that dude don't be inviting his girlfriend. He needed an extra ticket. So the boy DC got him. I went to the Game Time app, punching that promo code DCTV, save $20 off, and then save Luis's relationship. So guys, go to the Game Time app right now, download it, use my promo code DCTV, and save $20 off of your first purchase. Game Time. Welcome back, my friends. And Luis, your boy loves you. I always got you, baby.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because he didn't need it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You say that you feel so good now, so you're not necessarily saying it's over, but there's a world now, Chris, where for a guy like you with your skill set, where there's a ton of money outside of even ever having to worry about getting kicked in the leg anymore. There's boxing.
Yeah, there's celebrity
boxing. There's YouTube boxing. Like, if I was younger and I was toward the tail end of my career, I don't know that I wouldn't go down that path.
Yeah, listen, I love the UFC. I think I have two fights left on my deal. We'll see. Listen, this a big win over Bruno Silva this weekend because of everything I've accomplished. It could allot me some big opportunities inside the UFC. I love the UFC. But obviously, like, there's boxing matches out there, you know, make a lot of money. And I wouldn't mind ending my career with that. I love boxing, actually. And, you know, like, who wouldn't want to see Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman boxing match? You know what I mean? Can he get some revenge on me? You know what I mean? So there's some cool fights out there. And,
what about Jake Paul? You and Jake Paul. Maybe we send you over there. Maybe we send you over there as the eraser. You go and erase Jake Paul.
The last MMA pioneer to come and actually do what everyone's been trying to do and make things right. You know,
but you're his size. Do you think he would fight? But you're his size. I don't know that he would fight you.
I don't know. I don't know if he would either. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that would be a big money fight for me. Everyone's dying, you know, for that fight.
I'm the first person to ever pitch this idea, so I want a 5% finder's fee. I want a 5% idea fee because I said it. Nobody's ever said it before.
Yeah, no one's ever said it before. I've called that. I've actually mentioned this before, all right? Don't steal my ideas and try to get money off me, bro.
Chris, you know, man, outside of the fighting, you've done exceedingly well on this television podcasting. Like, what do you hope that looks like for you? Because I know on the weigh-in show, that's like the first show that you do with us on television, but you're absolute gold on it. Like, what is your hope for this type of career going forward after fighting? Because we all got to kind of look down the line, right? You have two sons that are both state champion wrestlers now. Your daughters are athletes. One weekend you went from wrestling to baseball to everything. So I know you're a phenomenal dad. But when you look down the line and you look at a television career or a media career, what are you hoping that looks like for you?
So honestly, I mean, I look at you and your career. It's unbelievable what you've been able to do. But it took a lot of hard work for you to get where you are. People see where you're at now and they're like, oh my God, look what DC did. But we forget about the Fox days, every single week and the fight nights, the this and that. You've done so much to get where you're at. I don't think I have that in me, honestly, to do that. I would have to be, you know, the bitch boy for a while. I would have to be doing all the small shows. I'd have to like work my way up. Eventually maybe become a commentator and all that. Like, I don't know if I have it in me because it's every weekend I would probably have to be okay with leaving, which means I'd be missing all my kids' sports because everything is usually on the weekend. And I don't want to be in that position. So for me, as much as it's fun to do commentating, and I've never actually commentated fights, but even analyst work, the weigh-in show, all that type of TV work, I have fun doing it. I think I could be good at it, but I just don't want to take away from the family. And I know there's money there, and if you work hard, you could, you know, do well for yourself. But if it was up to me, I would do some of the fun shows like the weigh-in show, not making crazy money, but stay engaged. Maybe there's some money, more money, where I actually have some leverage to create the weekends that I want to create, and I could make it work. But other than that, I would love to get the supplement company really, really rolling and just become a business owner where I could kind of create my own hours and work when I need to work, and I could be there for the kids. Yeah, that would be best case scenario. But that being said, who knows? I may have to go into that route. Not that it's a terrible thing. It's just a lot of work.
It's not a terrible. I mean, Chris, I'm telling you, man, it was fight nights from the Fox lot. It was UFC tonight. It was me just doing desk show after desk show after desk show. Luckily for me, my children were so young at the time that they weren't necessarily as engaged into their sports.
You had great timing.
I had the right timing.
Had to restart everything right now, I wouldn't, you know, not to throw numbers out there, but making the money that you'd make to start off in that and do every single weekend.
I don't know that I would do it.
Daniel, you know, wrestle. You wouldn't see your daughters doing gymnastics. You'd be missing out so much. Is it worth it to maybe get to where you're at?
And you still miss, right? Now you still miss. You just don't miss as much. Chris, I got to let you go. I know you got media this right now to go get to, bro. And for me, when you and I talk, it's more about a conversation. It's really hard, right? Because you still are an active fighter and a very good one. Add that, your toughness in the last fight, bro, was really a sight to behold. You're just a fucking savage, man. And you've always been a savage, and you're a great friend. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Throw yourself out there, man, and just take it all in, bro. And hey, stop doing me like that. Send my stuff, man. You said to me I was getting more. You still haven't sent it. You gave me one taste. And then you gave me a taste, and then you started to fucking restrain it. You start taking it from me. Send my stuff, man.
When I get back, you're getting a bag of Trinity Gold, baby. I got you. Not more than one bag. I'm going to hook you up, man. I think you can start with 5 bags.
All right. Hook me up. Then I might actually drink water after I sauna, because then I'll actually work out opposed to just sitting in the sauna and then not doing anything.
Yeah. Don't hurt yourself, man. We hate to see you go down like that just to be skinny.
You're the man, Chris. Guys, Chris Weidman takes on Bruno Silva this weekend. Tap into everything Chris does. He is phenomenal in front of a camera. He's phenomenal as a friend and as a fighter. He fights again this weekend. Make sure you watch it. Chris, good luck, my brother. I will see you next time, probably on the weigh-in show at the next pay-per-view. Hopefully you're doing UFC 300, because we got to blow it up.
I'll be there for that. All right, brother. You are the man, bro. Take care, brother.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.